Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from criminal prosecution for acts he committed while president, namely his effort to prevent Joe Biden from being officially declared the winner of the 2020 election. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Trump claims his actions while president are constitutionally protected official actions, and that the only way he could be prosecuted would be if he had been impeached, convicted, and removed from office first. Trump contends that if presidents could be prosecuted for official actions after leaving office, they would be unable to discharge their presidential duties effectively, and that the presidency would be forever crippled. But dozens of high-ranking former Republican office holders have filed a brief countering that you don't protect the presidency by immunizing someone who tries to steal it. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Trump had thoughts on the hearing about whether he violated a gag order in his criminal hush money trial.
Constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
He made those comments after chatting with construction workers in Midtown Manhattan this morning, ahead of the resumption of the hush money trial. Prosecutors say he willfully and blatantly violated the order that bars him from attacking jurors and witnesses, among others, saying he did so in comments outside the courtroom and also online. Trump's lawyers say he's defending himself from what he calls political attacks. A hearing gets underway today to determine if Amazon illegally interfered in a union election at one of its warehouses in Alabama more than 2 years ago. Federal labor officials already ruled Amazon interfered in a prior election at that warehouse. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports the new hearing could result in a third election.
Over the course of more than 3 years and two elections, Amazon fought back hard against a campaign to unionize this warehouse. The union alleges Amazon required workers to attend anti-union meetings and threatened to close the warehouse if the union won. An investigation by federal labor officials already found evidence to back up those claims. Amazon has fired back and accused the union of illegally interfering in the last election. The hearing will consider all of that, along with determining how workers actually voted. The results were too close to call, and hundreds of challenge ballots still need to be reviewed. The hearing is scheduled to last into July. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
TikTok is threatening to sue over the new U.S. law that says the app's Chinese owners have to sell the company within a year or the app will be banned in the U.S., citing U.S. national security concerns. App owner ByteDance says the law is a violation of TikTok users' First Amendment rights, calling it unconstitutional. You're listening to NPR News. A new federal rule aims to reduce the amount of sugar served in school meals. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a national strategy to reduce diet-related disease.
The USDA is calling for gradual implementation of new rules to cut sugar in school meals beginning in the fall of 2025. Overall, the goal is to limit added sugars to no more than 10% of calories. And Christy Anderson of the American Heart Association says there will also be changes to popular choices, such as flavored yogurts, chocolate milk, and cereals.
They won't necessarily disappear from the meal pattern, but there will be versions with less added sugars, making it overall more healthy.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says this is a significant step toward advancing the Biden administration's national strategy to end hunger and reduce diet-related disease by 2030. The changes come as nutrition experts review the latest science to update the dietary guidelines for Americans. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
A report on the economy is due out this morning from the Commerce Department, which is expected to show the economy expanded at a healthy clip at the beginning of the year. Forecasters think the nation's GDP grew at an annual pace of 2% or more in the first quarter, and that would be the seventh quarter in a row with growth at least that fast, the longest such streak in almost two decades. Consumer spending is still strong, even though interest rates remain high as the Federal Reserve tries to curb inflation. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.